Gateway to Exams, Units 5 and 6, Exercise 5.
We hear a lot these days about the things we should do to be healthy. We should eat a balanced diet, cut back on fatty and processed food, and work out at the gym. But today, Laura Byatt has another tip for us, and this one is much more fun. She's here to tell us about the health benefits of laughter. Laura, why is laughing good for us?
Well, believe it or not, there are lots of reasons. Some people say that laughing is a form of exercise. It's actually as good for you as working out. So if you don't have time to go to the gym or do any other physical activity, it gets your heart pumping and burns a similar number of calories as walking slowly. In fact, laughing for just 10 or 15 minutes a day burns up to 40 calories. I'm not saying that's an excuse to eat fast food, but every bit helps.
Laughing helps you to keep fit, then.
Exactly. It even helps to tone your muscles. When you're laughing, you use the muscles in your stomach. They expand and contract. So if you want to have a flat stomach, you should try laughing.
I didn't know that. And are there other ways that laughing is good for us?
Yes, there are. As I say, laughing gets your heart pumping and it reduces the build-up of fat and cholesterol in your arteries. So that means it's good for your heart. It reduces the risk of heart disease.
So the saying that laughter is the best medicine is certainly true when it comes to protecting your heart.
That's right. And it reduces blood pressure too. It helps to reduce stress, which is one of the causes of high blood pressure.
So if you're feeling angry or stressed, it's a good idea to read a funny book or watch a comedy on TV. It'll make you laugh and so feel less stressed.
Yes, but there's actually another benefit which comes from being less stressed. When you're stressed, your body doesn't fight diseases well, so laughing makes your immune system function better and helps to fight against diseases.
Incredible. So the next time you feel under the weather or you feel a cold coming on, try laughing. It might be better than taking pills or medicines.
I must tell you the story of Norman Cousins. Have you heard of him?
I don't think so. How do you spell his name?
Cousins. That's C-O-U-S-I-N-S. He used to be an editor for a news magazine. Anyway, he had a very serious and very painful disease that affected his bones. His doctors said that he would probably never recover. He tried all sorts of traditional medicines, injections and pills to relieve his symptoms, but nothing worked. So he left the hospital and went to a hotel, took some vitamin C and watched funny films and programs on TV. He found that laughing allowed him to sleep and he eventually recovered from his disease. If he hadn't laughed, he wouldn't have got better. He wrote a book about his experience and started laughter therapy, which some health centres now use to treat patients.
That's an amazing story. I'm sure it doesn't happen for everyone, though.
No, of course not. But even if a patient doesn't recover, laughing can help to relieve pain. It causes the body to release endorphins, you know, the chemicals that give us a good feeling. The same chemicals that are produced when you work out or eat chocolate.
I think we should also mention that laughing, apart from being good for our health, is also good for our relationships, isn't it? I mean, it's something we do with friends and family.
That's right. You know how infectious laughing is. When one person laughs, then another person starts laughing and it creates a good feeling. It brings us together and makes us feel happy.
So, just to finish then, I think the message is clear. If we all laughed more, we would feel better and we would be healthier too.
Exactly.
Thanks, Laura.